Now we have discussed the normal coronary physiology, the autoregulation and metabolic adaptation, as well as the phenomenon of hyperemia, let's proceed to assess the influence of coronary stenosis on coronary flow. The pressure gradient induced by a given stenosis depends on the stenosis geometry and rheology, dictating the viscous friction and flow separation energy losses induced by the stenosis at a certain magnitude of coronary flow. These two factors are represented, respectively, by the coefficients F and S in the equation of the sheet. In other words, these energy losses are expressed by an increase in pressure gradient across the stenosis, which depends on the magnitude of flow through the stenosis. As flow increases across a certain stenosis, the pressure gradient increases as well, since viscous friction and flow separation energy losses become more pronounced at higher magnitudes of coronary flow.